following is a 1250 WTMA special presentation.
Hi, this is John Quincy, thanking you for joining me for another hour of the History of TMA, our retro ride to hear from the people and personalities that have broadcast over the decades right here on Charleston's second oldest radio station, 1250 WTMA.
TMA, the entertainer, plays more music.
On Memorial Day weekend in 2005, many former DJs and newsmen from WTMA's music radio days of the 50s, 60s, and 70s got together for a reunion in Charleston. Between noon and 2 p.m. on that Saturday, there was a special reunion talk show hosted by WCSC-TV anchor and WTMA alum Bill Sharp. The reunion participants had a great time talking about the good old days on the mighty TMA, as you'll hear as we play back that show today.
WTMA, Tiger Radio, do you remember?
Presenting John Trenton and music on the Big 1250.
7:09 on the John Trenton Show. Better for your body than Alka-Seltzer. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. I'm reading a few lines from Spiro Agnew's biography.
Well, there you have it. Number 948 on our 1,673 hit parade survey. It's 24 minutes past 9 o'clock. I want to thank everybody who's calling their Uncle Boob, requesting songs. I want to thank you for taking time out for calling your lovely people. Those people calling up requesting that I go home early, wise up.
1972 Golden WTMA. WTMA, 35 degrees in Charleston. It's clear this morning, sunshine. The weatherman says our high today about 60 degrees.
CJ and Buzz here.
Hi there.
Wait a minute.
Hold there.
CJ and Buzz.
Thank you. Now,
the mighty TMA will be commercial free today.
When?
At 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, and 11 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
That's exciting.
Big news.
There'll be no paychecks this week.
Right now, we're exactly 5.5 minutes before 5 in the P&M. Tiger Radio, fun in the sunshine. At street level, it's 87 degrees. Here's tune number 17 from the Four Seasons, Ragdoll.
1250 WTMA, that's hot chocolate in Elma. This is Gary London at 3:53 with the Bee Gees. And how can you mend a broken heart? Let a needle thread.
Guardsman of the mighty TMA, and that's called Snoopy versus the Red Baron. We have 13 minutes before 9 o'clock now. By the way, that record's number 24 this week on our TMA Tiger 2 race.
Oh, I almost didn't get here. I got a screeching tire. Later in the pack, WTMA with Golden for you from the Shangri-Las. It's 12:07. I'm John Burwell. This is Blue Swede.
I can't stop this dream.
WTMA, Tiger Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the WTMA DJ Reunion Talk Show. I'm John Quincy, and we have a very special host for the next 2 hours, along with some very special guests. Ladies and gentlemen, you know him, you love him, you can't live without him every night on your TV. It's Bill Sharp from Channel 5. Hey, Bill.
Oh, John, it's good to be with you. Thank you very much for those kind comments. Hi, everybody. Bill Sharp from Live 5 News, and I am honored to be here as we walk down memory lane and look back at the great days of WTMA back when it was the mighty, nifty 1250 Tiger Radio. And John Quincy, I got to tell you, I grew up listening to people like Jim Diamond on the radio and sort of dancing to the music of WTMA. It was the big, big rock and roll station when I was growing up back in the 50s and 60s and 70s. And folks, we're going to remember how it was back then. Special thanks to Charlie Thompson. His Wonderful World is usually on today from noon until 2. But we're going to preempt that as we celebrate the 65th anniversary. Remember the 65 years of WTMA. Let me tell you briefly what's coming up before we talk to some disc jockeys you haven't heard probably in 20, 30, maybe even 40 years. Tomorrow night, the big WTMA DJ reunion sock hop hosted by the good guys from WTMA's top 40 days. And listen to this price. It starts at 7 p.m. tomorrow night at the Omar Shrine Temple out at Patriots Point. It's only $4 per person, $7 per couple. You can't beat that price. All the money, all of the proceeds goes to Happy Days and Special Times, which deals and helps kids who have cancer. So come on out and join in the reunion and celebrate with us. Dance the night away at a good old-fashioned sock hop tomorrow night. The Price is Right, as we remember the good old days with the WTMA good guys. The sock hop tomorrow night, beginning at 7 o'clock at the Omar Shrine Temple at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant. And then we're going to transport you way back in time with a Wayback Machine right now. Let me tell you some of the people we've got for our big WTMA reunion as we remember the good old days of rock and roll at WTMA. You know, WTMA is the news and talk leader here in the Lowcountry, but back when I was growing up, back in the 50s and 60s and 70s, WTMA was the rock and roll station, and boy, did we have a great signal. You weren't anybody. You weren't nothing, to use the colloquial language, unless you listen to WTMA, the mighty, nifty 1250 Tiger Radio. Let me tell you some of the people we've got in the studio with us right now who are going to remember and share their memories with us. Boobie Nash is on the phone. We'll talk to him in just a minute. We've got Bill Edwards from the 60s, Buddy Charles from the 50s, Jim Diamond, who, by the way, worked with me under an assumed name at Channel 5 for many years. John Smith is with us, Mike West from the 50s, and Terry Allen, my good buddy, who was a wonderful disc jockey and who helped me along the way when I was coming up. Terry was a hot DJ here in the 60s. Let me start quickly on the phone with the Big Boob himself, Mr. WTMA for many years, the Big Boob, Boobie Nash. Bob, how are you?
Well, you look a lot better on radio.
You know, you're a dirty dog. You know that, Boobie? I used to think you were something, and then you say something like that, and you cut me to the quick.
All right. Well, you know, I'm in Fort Myers, Florida. We're down here for a wedding, not mine.
Praise the Lord for small favors. How's
Oh, yeah, you
do
it once, and once is enough, especially if you do it right. I have to say that because my wife is right here. But thank God, someone who speaks English. I'll tell you what, it's like being in a foreign country down here.
Oh, yeah? Why is that, Boob?
Well, everybody speaks Spanish.
Well, there you go.
The only thing I know is hola.
Hola.
You know, after that, I'm through. You know?
Well, you know, you're in sad shape then, Boobie. I suggest you take a quick course in Espanol.
Espanol, yes.
Boobie, when you remember back to the good old days of the 60s and 70s when you were here, tell me some memories that come to mind.
Well, to be honest with you, Bill, I showed up in Charleston in 1966. I had a few beers, and it was 1985. That's about all I remember.
Do you remember your wonderful wedding to Rayetta or not?
Oh, yes, I remember that.
You better say that, Boo.
Who could forget that?
Yes, I certainly won't.
She reminds me every day.
I bet she does.
No, listen, when I showed up in 66, WTMA was on top of the Dock Street Theater. I was really thrilled. I mean, to be able to say live, or almost live in my case, up and down the Eastern Seaboard broadcasting from atop the Dock Street Theater. I mean, it just really sounded impressive, you know. I impressed myself by saying that every night. And I was the night broadcaster at the time.
Right.
I went on at 7. We signed off at 1 o'clock at that time. We were not 24 hours. I don't know why, but I signed off at 1 o'clock, went to the Merchant Seaman's Club, which was a 24-hour club on East Bay Street, and that's where all the musicians would go, and the Magnificent Seven were playing. And those were the big days of living all night, trying
mm-hmm.
to sleep during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And then when
you grew up, Boob, you gave up your childish ways, I take it.
No.
No?
You got another question? Anyways, would you mind? I'm telling this story.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Okay. In those days, in the first 2 years, I wore three different toupees. All looked like bird nests. And then we moved out to Orange Grove Road.
I remember that distinctly. That's where I first met the great
Big Boob.
That's
right. I was just going to say that. I first met you out there. You were a college kid. Trying to broadcast radio. You had a natural talent. Too bad it wasn't for radio and television.
But
anyway.
But it was a natural talent for something. You know, back then, Boob, I was skinny.
Oh, no.
Yes.
All I remember is you still wore those wrinkled shirts.
Thanks a lot.
That's all I remember.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
But you were, you know, you really took to news. You were a newsman right from the beginning.
Right.
And we knew you were going somewhere. You just weren't in a hurry, and we wanted you in a hurry to go anywhere.
Anywhere but at WTMA. Right. Boob, you have since gone on, after your great days here as the top-rated man at WTMA, to become a minister, and a very popular minister at that. Can you quickly tell us about what happened, what changed your life and turned it around?
Well, you want that briefly?
I do.
God showed up. I mean, it was just a miracle. I think he does it for everybody. Right. I don't think I'm special, but Jerry Smith. Is Jerry in town?
Jerry is Jerry's coming. He's not here yet.
Well,
but,
that's typical of Jerry. He'll probably show up on Tuesday or Wednesday and say, "Where's the show? Jerry Smith was worked the all night, and he was one of our engineers. We call him the chief engineer because he was the only one. And he came to me and said, "You know, your problem." And I was suicidal at the time, and my life was really a mess. Of course, I can't remember when it wasn't a mess. Rayetta reminds me that it's always been one big mess. But anyway, he showed up and said, "You know, you need to be born again." I said, "No, I'm Catholic, so I don't need to do that."
Right.
And anyways, he got me to go to a meeting. I went to a meeting. I experienced God. I mean, no one just, you know, witnessed to me, you know, how they browbeat you with the Bible. That didn't happen. I really had a visitation, and it changed my life. It doesn't mean you're perfect. It doesn't mean you're not going to make mistakes. But what a wonderful whirlwind. I went from being a disc jockey to a pastor of a church where people wanted to hear what I had to say, and all I could tell them is what happened to me. And then all of a sudden, I found myself going throughout South America. I've gone to Russia, Ukraine, the Philippines, and all over, and ended up preaching on death row, which was a real heartbreaker for me. But that's how my life changed.
Well, it changed for the better, Boob, and we appreciate your taking time out to join us. So when are you coming home?
Well, I'm going to, we're going to be driving back on Monday.
All right.
And I understand some of the old guys that you got hanging around there. It looks like a retirement for poor, pathetic, well, I don't want to go into it.
You better not go into it.
Some of them are staying over for Monday night and Tuesday so I can meet with them. So it's a real thrill for me.
Boob, thanks so much for joining us. Please give our best to Rayetta and take care, will you? And have a wonderful trip back and a safe trip back.
I'll do it. Thanks, Bill.
All right. Boobie Nash, the great Boobie Nash, talking to us live on the phone from Florida.
We'll have more of the replay of WTMA's 2005 DJ Reunion Show coming up next on the History of TMA.
WTMA Talk Radio 1250.
Welcome back to the History of TMA as we continue taking another listen to our 2005 WTMA DJ Reunion Talk Show, hosted by Bill Sharp.
Now, I want to introduce you to some other people we have here in the studios, names from way back. Do we have time, John Quincy, before we hit a break?
I think we do.
All right. I want you to meet a guy that goes back to the 50s here at WTMA when I was a mere child, and that is Buddy Charles. Buddy, good to have you with us. How are you?
Pretty good. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, tell us what you did way back in the 50s here at WTMA.
Well, I think I started off very... very much like many people around here, I did weekend radio, and after about 6 months or so, Chuck Smith, who was then the owner, had me do from 2 o'clock in the afternoon until 6.
Right, which was prime time, afternoon drive time, by the way, buddy.
Well, today it's afternoon prime time.
Back then it was just 2 to 6, huh?
It was 2 to 6. We had quite a few listeners, but it was mostly, in those days, the kids got out of school at 1:30. That's why I could go on at 2.
Oh.
And I got on the bus where WTMA furnished me a car, and I used to drive to the studios. It was at the Dock Street Theater.
Right.
And, of course, I had a mentor, Jack Gale.
Oh, gosh, that goes way back.
Right.
I've heard of the great Jack Gale.
And Jack and I ran the Hound Dog Record Shop.
The Hound Dog Record Shop. Tell me a little bit about that, buddy.
Well, the Hound Dog Record Shop actually came out of the Hound Dog radio program, which was you kind of growled in your voice, you know, "Hound Dogs, here we go, rocking and rolling with Fats Domino."
Let me hear a little more of that, buddy. Come on, let's pretend as if you're on the air.
"Ain't it a shame? Well, I have to have the beating going on down here at the bottom, and the dog's going, ooh, ooh."
Ladies and gentlemen, listen to Mr. Buddy Charles.
And it's Ruth Brown in her band of renown.
That's the way it sounded back in the 50s. Also here from the 50s, Mike West. Mike, it's good to have you with us, too. How have you been?
Well, thank you, Bill. I shouldn't say the 50s. I was here 60 and 61.
60, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm not nearly as old as Buddy.
Well, you know what? Buddy looks great, and so do you.
Buddy does.
Now, what did you do, Mike, here when you were at the mighty TMA?
I was a weekend warrior, as Charlie Bird Lindsay used to call us, and I worked Saturday afternoons. generally until 11:30 or 12.
Mm-hmm.
We shut down
mm-hmm.
at 12. Chief engineer turned off the transmitter. And the Citadel, sometimes I was a cadet at Citadel, and sometimes the Citadel would let me come back in just a little bit late if I was coming directly from the station back to the school.
You were a cadet at the Citadel working part-time here at WTMA on the weekends?
Right.
Let me hear a little bit of your spiel, Mike. You remember how it sounded? Go ahead. Give us a little bit. Folks, this is taking you back to the 60s. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Mike West.
They called it the Mighty TMA. Miles and miles and piles of smiles right here on the Wild West Show. Big C of the Carolina Coast.
And that's pretty darn good, Mike.
They called me Wild West. I never considered myself all that wild, but... there was a Maurice Fox had Fox Music.
Yes, indeed. We all know Mr. Fox, knew Mr. Fox, and knew about Fox Fox Music.
Well, he did a voiceover on a record that had all of our names in it, and it was called "I Dreamed I Was There in Hillbilly Heaven." And I mean, that's when we were changing the format too. We went from country to rock in the late 50s, early 60s. George Wilson was the program director then.
Did you ever graduate from the Citadel, Mike?
I did. I finished in 64 and went on to spent 30 years in the Navy. I retired as a captain.
What are you doing now?
I'm an engineer contractor for Spaywar.
Spaywar, great. Mike West, it's great to hear from you, too. You got a great voice, Mike. You know, you and Buddy sound terrific. We ought to get you two together. Another guy I want you to meet in the studio with us right now. We've got so many people. Do we have time to talk to Jim Diamond quickly here, John Quincy, before we take a break? I know we got a break coming up. This man, Jim Diamond, has got the quirkiest, craziest sense of humor in the world. The reason I know that... The reason I know that is because I worked with him at Channel 5 under his real name, which was R.J. Kite back then, and it still is, as a matter of fact. R.J., how yes. the heck are you?
How would you like me to be?
However you want to be. Tell
you
us.
Know, you know, I could tell when I got here that I was at the right place because I saw all those stickers out there from the American Association of Radio People.
Uh-huh.
I guess that's what AAP stands for.
That's retired people, you dodo.
Oh, okay.
R.J., when you were Jim Diamond, what years were you here as Jim Diamond?
I started in April of 63. What had happened is that I was going to high school, and one of the teachers at the school, the James Island High School, which I graduated from, gave me a call and said, "I understand you have a record player. We're having a disc jockey named Bob Mitchell to come in, and he doesn't have a record player, but he's got lots of records." And I said, "Well, I don't know if I should let him use my record player." So I brought it in, and I talked to the guy, and I expected to see some 6'6" guy walk in, and then walk some guy 5'2". 103 pounds, maybe, carrying 103 pounds of records.
Sounds like Rocky D to me, you know?
It probably was. And so I basically said, "Well, I would really appreciate it if you let me use the record player." And he was getting $50. And back in 63, that was a down payment on a house.
Right.
And so I just said, "Sure." He said, "No problem." So I'm, you know, slip cueing all the records and fading him down and whatever. He says, "You're doing a good job there. Would you like to come by the station and visit?" And I go, "Me?" And So a few days later, I come by on a Saturday, and it's raining. And of course, back then, we weren't at the top of the Dock Street Theater. We were on the second floor. We had another floor above us then. I don't know what where Boo came. Anyway, he said, "Would you like to come back at midnight when we went off the air and play with the equipment?" Me? So I came back.
Right.
And after two or three weeks of playing around, he said, "How would you like to work on the weekends?" Well, there was an announcer by the name of Bob Scott. He was from the Air Force. And he was working like 6-7 days a week, and he was getting tired of that real quick. So he said, "Can you get a weekend guy?" And basically that slot opened up, and he said, "Would you like to come in? Now, you can work here on the weekends until you get out of high school, and once you get out of high school, we'll offer you a full-time job." And I said, "Okay." And, you know, so I started working, and I worked there from April of 63 to June of 65. And right around the last month of that, Bob Mitchell said, "You know, you're not going to really go much higher than where you are without some good radio experience, information, education, whatever." Right. And I heard of a school in Memphis, Tennessee, so I went there for a year. And then I came back and went back to work at WTMA from January of 67 to March of 68 and met a lot of other funny people like Boob and John Smith and...
And you've got
Dave
a great...
Dave Lloyd and...
Yeah, all those people. Dave Lloyd, I remember working with him at a station we used to call the Super Q down there on the Marsh.
That's where I worked with him there, too. I worked with him twice.
You've worked with a lot of good people, RJ. When you were Jim Diamond, how did you sound?
Well, I was young. I was kind of, you know, kind of a real high voice, and I was, I don't know, I couldn't really emulate myself.
Well, give us a little bit of how you sounded
as far as how I sounded, you have to really...
tradition is, the Mighty TMA's weekend sounds spectacular with solid gold good guy, Jim Diamond.
Yabba-dabba-doo!
WTMA time now. It's just about 12:26. We're looking at some great music from the Beatles coming up next. But first, here's a word from Bill Sharp.
Oh, that's pretty darn good.
You'll be able to hear Jim Diamond coming up on WTMA Rewound. We've got a segment of him as he sounded back in the 60s.
You mean we didn't burn that tape?
No, we didn't burn that tape.
No, it's been lovingly restored.
You wouldn't take the bribe. Okay.
We better take a break, I'd guess, John Quincy. And we'll come back as WTMA strolls down memory lane to the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s as we look back and remember the golden days of rock and roll right here at the Mighty WTMA.
There's more of our May 2005 WTMA DJ Reunion Talk Show coming up in moments.
WTMA Charleston Dynamite. The Big 1250 presents John Quincy.
WTMA.
On June 15, 1939, WTMA became Charleston's second radio station and remains the only AM station with its original call letters. During a large portion of our history, WTMA was a top 40 music station. On Memorial Day weekend in 2005, Channel 5's Bill Sharp hosted a special TMA DJ reunion talk show, which we are revisiting today.
WTMA.
Bobby D. Sunday Show from Tiger TMNA Radio. This portion of the show presented by your Marine Center.
Number 34.
You know, AT40's heard coast to coast and around the world on great radio stations like WTMA, Charleston, South Carolina.
1250 TMA. That was Chicago and Harry Truman, the Brother Dave Show, reminding you that you could be a winner at Jackpot Poker on the Mighty TMA. Check the serial numbers of your dollar bills for winning hands and listen to win your share of thousands of dollars in Jackpot Poker. Mighty TMA.
That's all number 40 now on the Sporty Top 40. Welcome in, and I hope there's many more to come. Good evening. It's 5 past the hour of 11. This is Danny Knox in Tiger Town, Charleston.
WTMA, loving you like a rock. That's Paul Simon. He has pretty eyes. I don't know if you've ever noticed that before. Beautiful Simon eyes. It's 8:21, 21 minutes after 8 o'clock. We have cloudy skies and 37 degrees, and we've got Al Cammy standing by with the news now. You know, he had an interesting thing happen to him yesterday. He went Christmas shopping downtown, and the store he was in had a power failure, and for 2 hours, Al was stuck on an escalator.
WTMA number one. Surf's up.
Welcome back, everybody. We are walking down memory lane, remembering the good old days of rock and roll at
like
WTMA. Yeah, back in the 50s and 60s and 70s. I'm Bill Sharp from Live 5 News, and WTMA gave me my start in broadcasting, much to their shock and dismay now. Back in the late 60s, early 70s, I was a news guy here and in the summertime, and then I'd go back to college and... From here, I moved to another radio station and eventually got to Channel 5, and I've been there ever since. So I want to thank John Quincy for asking me to host this remembrance show as we help celebrate the 65th year of the Mighty WTMA. And back when I was growing up, there was only one station to listen to for rock and roll, and it was WTMA. So it's a news leader now, news and talk leader in this new century. But back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, when I was listening, it was the rock and roll leader. Special thanks to Buddy Charles, who was here in the 50s, and Mike West from the 60s, and my good friend R.J. Kite, who was Jim Diamond here at WTMA back in the 60s. Guys, it was a pleasure to talk to all of you, and I can see why you were so popular here at WTMA. Right now, though, on the phone is Mr. Johnny Long. Johnny, how are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing fine. This is Bill Sharp from Live 5 News. You're talking to Johnny. Tell us about when you were here and what it was like back then.
It was just amazing. I came over to Charleston to work at WQSN, but of course, as soon as I got in town, I realized that WTMA was the place to be, And I want to thank Jim Diamond for taking off that year and going over to the school, because it was because of him I was able to slide in there and start to work.
Cool.
They used to run a promo that because all the guys used to do dances every week, and they would name off the dance they were going to. And I noticed one day that Jim's name was missing. So I contacted Deputy Doug Randall, who was the program director, and consequently I slid right in.
You slid right in. I think R.J. Kite, a.k.a. Jim Diamond, would like to say hi to you, Johnny. You might want to thank him personally. R.J.?
Hi, John. How you doing, guy?
I'm doing good, big guy.
You're still writing?
I'm still writing. Thank
cool.
you very much.
Cool. I'm glad that you're alive and breathing and walking and you don't need a walker. Like the most of us.
Johnny, what are you writing, and what years were you here, by the way, at the mighty WTMA?
I was there in 64 and 65.
All right.
And I would probably stayed longer, but I was offered a job in Cincinnati at WSAI.
Oh, the big time, Johnny, yeah. Huh?
Well, I want to tell you something, though. TMA was always one of my favorites. We used to run a contest, I'm sure the guys remember, that was called Name It and Claim It.
Uh-huh.
Well, the phone lines would jam with so many people trying to get in that sometimes you would have a cross telephone lines where you would have two or more people on the line.
Gotcha.
So we'd have to give multiple winners, because it would be unfair, of course, to
Johnny,
cut somebody out.
Johnny, do you remember how we eventually solved that problem? If your last name starts with a letter.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
I forgot that.
There we go.
Yeah, but it was just amazing. Then I worked at a couple other stations, but TMA has always remained close to my heart, and I discovered the web page that you guys had set up.
Right.
Which
Johnny,
is really good, and it brought back a lot of memories. I remember all the guys that were there, Terry Allen and Danny Knox, and Charlie Bird.
Terry is here right now, as a matter of fact, and we're going to get him to the mic in just a second. But, Johnny, let me ask you something. I've asked each of these guys I've talked to so far, Mike West, Buddy Charles, Jim Diamond, a.k.a. R.J. Kite, to speak as if they were on the air again, the way they used to talk. And Buddy broke me up, as did Mike, and R.J. is so professional. Let me hear how you sounded, Johnny. Can you do a little bit of your bit, your stick, into the mic for us?
Well, I'll try after all these years. Let me see. South Carolina weather is going to be partly cloudy and mild with a high today of 80, and a low tonight of about 65. At Folly Beach right now, it's 78. Somerville, it's 80. And at Streetside, it's 75.
He brought his own sounds, too.
That's right. We actually, John Quincy, I think, put that in. Johnny Long, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Quickly, before I let you go, what's your writing? What are you writing?
I wrote a book called The Human Legacy, which you can pick up Barnes & Noble or any of your favorite bookstores. And I have a couple books that are coming out later this year.
Okay. Johnny Long, good to talk to you. Take care of yourself. And thanks for being a part of our look back, our reunion special, our nostalgia trip back to the 60s. Take care, Johnny. Let's go. I want you to meet now a guy whom I've known for many years, who's down in Savannah, Mr. Bill Edwards. And Bill has done both radio and television, and Bill used to work here at the mighty TMA. He's one of our alumni, I should say. Bill, are you around?
I am indeed.
Well, how are you?
I am great, Bill. It's good to hear from you. It's what a pleasure. And, you know, I'm so honored to do this because I was such a minor fraction of the TMA legacy. I just worked here for a summer doing news.
Well, you were kind of like me, Bill. You and I both worked in the summertime doing news. Tell me when you were here, Bill.
It's how we met. It was the summer of 67. Right. I was right out. It was between my freshman year and sophomore year in college.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad had lived here. My parents had divorced, and dad moved up to Charleston afterward. And so I lived here. And, of course, I knew the legacy of TMA having come up every weekend, practically every other weekend when I was from junior high right on up through high school. And so listening to WTMA was, as they say, the thing to do. And to be offered a job here, my dad happened to know the station manager very well, and they were in the Rotary Club together.
That was Chuck Smith back then, wasn't it?
Well, it was Dave Welborn and Chuck Smith.
And Chuck Smith.
Yeah, I think he played bridge with Dave Welborn,
mm-hmm.
and Chuck Smith was in Rotary together, and Chuck Smith was the owner. And that's how that all came about. And they needed a news guy to fill in for a fellow named Wayne Long, who was the news director.
Oh, we all know Wayne Long.
And if you remember, Dave Welborn was one of these guys, the general manager. Ideas sprang forth from this man like a fountain. He came up with this idea of putting Wayne and another guy in a car. They got, I think it was Burnside Dodge to supply the car.
Right.
And they lived in the car for a month. And they, you know, rode around and they would eat at the various restaurants and they
plugged
those
on the air. I hope they were real good friends.
Yes, they were real good friends. I don't think anybody would want to stay in a car for too long with Wayne Long.
Well, that's
just a personal observation.
That's true. And they needed somebody to do the news, at least for a month. And they said, well, let's bring this kid in and let him do the news for Wayne and have him do the first hour of the show in the morning so Dave Lloyd could sleep late. And so so Dave got there at 6. You know, we call that sleeping late in this business.
Right, right. And how old were you when you first started here?
That was the summer I turned 19.
19 years old.
So I was 18 when I started and turned 19 about a month later.
And back then you were tall and skinny.
I was.
What happened?
The Dairy Queen Blizzard diet hasn't worked out quite as well as I'd hoped. But it sure tastes good.
Nuts. I'm teasing you because we all have what the French call a little bit of avoir du poids, a little excess.
That's why we're on radio.
That's why you only see me from the chest up here on TV.
Bill, have some sound that Bill brought.
This is how I was introduced. We were called the good guys in those days, and this is how the shows were introduced.
Now, big summer fun with good guy Bill Edwards, the music, and you.
WTMA,
and that's how we came on every at the top of every hour right after we did the news.
Well, Bill, what are you doing now? You moved on from TMA to go where? Bring us up to the current time. Now.
Well, I went. Of course, I was back at school.
Right.
And when I finished up at school, I got. I came up here to get another job at TMA. And was talking to, when I was here, I went to Rotary with Dad, and the general manager at Channel 4 here, WCIV, walked up to me after the meeting and said, we have an opening at Channel 4 if you would like to come audition. Well, I was waiting for him in his office when he got back from the meeting.
And so you auditioned at Channel 4.
And they liked what they saw, and I was there for 4 years.
You know, there's no accounting for taste at all.
That's true. That's absolutely right. That's how you and I, you were working at another station.
I was working
at the radio.
Right.
And
right.
You came to me. In fact, Warren Pepper came to me. I covered him. I'm so old. I covered Warren Pepper when he played for Baptist College.
Oh, my gosh. College.
And he came to me and he said, I think I'd like to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, we don't have an opening here. Why don't you go to Channel 5? And I think and it worked out at least for 30 years, didn't it?
It did.
Didn't I see a show, a horrible story that we got last year that they were letting him go or weren't renewing his contract?
Warren had a wonderful career at Channel 5 and is just quite a terrific broadcaster. So anyway, you're at Channel 4, you leave there. Uh-huh. What happens after that?
I went with the Greater Myrtle Beach Chamber of Commerce for about a year.
All right.
Then I got a job in with a radio station in Georgetown.
Right.
Then I got the a television job back in Savannah at home, and I've been in Savannah ever since. I've been at various television stations doing sports, and then but the more I listened to talk radio, and the farther to the left they got in the television news departments, I just couldn't. It was hard to take it anymore, and so I now do a morning talk show on a station that's very close to us in frequency here. It's now WTKS down in Savannah, but it's Savannah's original station. It was WTOC.
Where is it on the dial?
It is 1290.
1290 on the dial, yeah. Bill. All right, Bill, you know what I've asked everybody else. Let me have a little sample of the way it was when Bill Edwards was here at the mighty TMA back in the 60s.
Good morning. Here's what's happening. Downtown, we have a wreck on I-26. I could get all the I's mixed up.
We didn't have I-26 back then.
We certainly didn't. I did not do a DJ show. I only did an hour, so it was just kind of the normal voice here, you know. And that's Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons with a Ragdoll.
That's pretty good, Bill. That's pretty good. You got a great set of pipes. You might think about radio as a future career.
I've been told I have a good face for radio. You remember that old
You got
joke,
a great right? face for radio. Yes, Bill absolutely. Edwards, it's been a pleasure talking to you. And, I've known you. My career has been interwoven with yours down through the years. I've seen you in television.
Absolutely.
I've heard you in radio. And now, unfortunately, I see you in person. So, you know, things like this. You know what they say, don't you, Bill? Stuff happens. Stuff happens.
It certainly does.
You know, I'm teasing you, Bill, because I love you. And it's great to hear from you. And we're going to hear some more from you. I certainly hope so. And furthermore, thanks for coming down. And it certainly is. I shot an elephant in my pajamas. What he was doing in my pajamas, I'll never know. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Bill Edwards. Bill, always a pleasure. We're going to take a break and go down memory lane some more. Wait till you hear who's warming up in the bullpen. And when you warm up your vocal cords, that's not something that's very pleasant, folks. We've got Mr. John Smith, or at least that was the name he used on the air, and my good buddy, a guy who was really a mentor mentor to me here at WTMA, especially when we were scouting for young ladies back then, and that was Terry Allen. And Terry's going to be with us too. John Smith and Terry Allen, when we continue to look back to the great days of rock and roll here on the mighty WTMA.
We'll return to more of our 2005 WTMA DJ Reunion Talk Show with Bill Sharp and other 1250 WTMA alumni as the history of TMA continues. I'm John Quincy.
The history of TMA.
Now let's dial back to May 2005 and more of the first hour of the WTMA DJ Reunion Talk Show, hosted by Bill Sharp.
WTMA Tiger Radio.
Means I love you. No, means
you keep your hands to yourself.
WTMA with Burwell at 22 till 3. You and I are taking care of business.
WTMA.
Right now, I'll take the first caller, 556-5851, whose last name begins with the letter I or the letter T, as in, it's time to play the mighty TMA mystery movie game.
1250 TMA, 753, Monday night, right here with the old Chet Bell Show, and it's nice to have you along. Gonna give you a chance to win an album, Bad Company, next hour. Right now, this is Chic, and I want your love.
Hi, how you doing? 10 o'clock. Jack Lundy here, the Lowcountry's music leader, WTMA, Charleston.
3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's Friday, you know that? WTMA, Charleston, South Carolina, with Rick Tracy.
WTMA.
Hello again, everybody. Bill Sharp from Live 5 News, special reunion show going on. Welcome to our special show. We are walking down memory lane, looking back to the mighty TMA, Tiger Radio, the way it was back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s when WTMA was the only rock and roll station you needed to listen to if you grew up here in the Lowcountry, which I did, in fact. Back in the 60s when I was a youngster, a teenager, I can remember every top 10 hit that was coming along. I could tell my friends now, that's Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, Ragdoll, and that is number 4 this week on the top 10 charts, because the mighty TMA was the place to be and the only rock and roll station to listen to. RJ Kite, a.k.a. Yes. Jim Diamond, you had something you wanted to say there.
I just wanted to return this to John Smith. I borrowed this from him 40 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And the reason why I remembered it was him. If you look around the outside of the label, you'll see some names.
Uh-huh. I see Andert.
That's his name.
Yeah, and you want to give that back to him?
I want to give that back to John. I borrowed it 40 years ago.
And it's about darn time,
yes,
RJ Kite, Jim Diamond,
I'm
you're giving it back to him.
You know, doesn't give me hit me too much rent.
Folks, we are looking back to the way it was, and we are talking with many of the disc jockeys from the 50s, the 60s, and 70s, and even into the 80s. Special thanks so far to Johnny Long on the phone, the great Bob Booby Nash. We've also talked to Bill Edwards. Bill, a special thanks to you for being with us. And we've talked to Buddy Charles here from the 50s and RJ Kite, who was Jim Diamond, Mike West, who was also with us back in the 60s. Thank all of you here for being with us for the special reunion show as we get a little nostalgic here at WTMA, because right now folks know of WTMA as the talk and news leader in the Charleston area, which of course it is. But back then, back in the late 50s and 60s and 70s and even into the early 80s, WTMA was the rock and roll leader. Now, as part of our 65th anniversary show, let me tell you what else we're doing in the Lowcountry tomorrow. We've got a WTMA DJ reunion sock hop that I hope you'll come to. It's hosted by the good guys from WTMA's Top 40 Days. And the price, you can't beat, folks. $4 admission per person, $7 per couple. It starts tomorrow night, 7 p.m., an old-fashioned sock hop. We're going to take you back to the way it used to be back in the 50s and 60s. It's at the Omar Shrine Temple. And best of all the money raised goes to Happy Days and Special Times. Now, on deck to talk with us right now, a man who used to be called Johnny Smith
on WTMA. He was one of the mighty WTMA good guys. And Terry Allen. Terry was a special friend of mine back then because I used to hang around the station and just watch Terry spin those records and just marvel at how he could spin the records and talk at the same time. It's a problem I still have today here on Live 5 News. John Smith, are you there?
Yes, I am, sir.
And John, it's good to talk to you. How are you?
Same here, fella, and I'm just great, but I think I'm going to probably cancel the crime report I put out on Jim Diamond 37 years ago because now he's come up with my property and I can recover it.
Hasn't the statute of limitations sort of expired by now?
Not for old Beatle LPs. That's lifetime. That's like murder.
Not for
me. Steal a Beatle, you've done.
John Smith, when were you here at WTMA?
I was here in 1966. I got out of the Navy. I was discharged here at Charleston. And then, of course, I was immediately homeless. So I had to find a job and I had to find a place to live. So I just wandered into the studios here because I was always a radio nut. We're all radio nuts.
We are indeed. So you wandered into the studio. And, you got yourself a job.
Got a job. But they couldn't use my real name of Dick Andert at the time because they had a Richard Anderson on the air at the time. So for some reason, they had to put a couple of jingles together. And they came up with John Smith for my, WTMA, John Smith. So that's who I became until later. I couldn't stand it anymore about a year and a half later.
What was it like, Dick or John? I'll go by your stage name, John Smith. What was it like when you were here?
Well, I was I was 21 years old. It was Charleston, South Carolina, and I was having a lot of fun. I was having a lot of fun.
You were a single guy in a wonderful, warm seacoast town.
Yeah,
and you were a hot disc jockey.
Remember a place that we'd go to at night? I don't know if it was Little John's or Big John's.
Big John's.
It was. We've all spent some time drinking good beer at Big John's.
I can picture
that place right now. And
it was one of the filthiest places I've ever been.
Of course,
but after a few beers, you didn't care about the roaches crawling down the wall or the rats scurrying under the table.
I was a retired sailor. So
right. You knew all about that.
Then. Yeah. But I'll tell you, in the last 37 years, changes have occurred here. This is an absolutely gorgeous city. Of course, it probably was then, too, but I was, like I say, 21 and blind to my environment, so I didn't really know what was going on, except in a radio studio. I was such a radio nut. But
You say blind to your environment. It's probably that Viagra, Johnny, that you're on. You got to watch that stuff.
Never touch the stuff.
It can cause you to go blind. But
never touch the stuff.
You never touch the stuff. That's good. So, John, if you would, by the way, tell us what you're doing now, because you've got a fascinating job. What are you doing now, John?
Well, I now work for the city of Los Angeles. I'm still in communications, basically. Usually what I'll say is, okay, sir, I clocked you at 67 miles an hour in a 40-mile-an-hour zone. you are to appear on it before such and such time at...
Without a jingle.
There we go.
Yeah. So press hard. You're making 4 copies. Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
There we go.
I
take it you're a cop, Dick.
Yeah, I had to break down and get a real job, you see. Right now, I'm a sergeant of police with the Los Angeles Police Department.
Oh, that's great. And you're on the air.
I'm on the air right now.
But you're not on the air in L.A.
The only time on the air in L.A. is when I say 10L60, I'm code 6 at 5131.
Or you call for a backup.
Or I call for a backup. Nobody will come.
Dick,
but, I can do that.
Before we take a quick break here, give us a little bit of your spiel, the way it was when you were here back in the 60s.
Okay.
How you sounded when the announcer said, "And now, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. John Smith."
Well, you see, we all forced our voices down then. I think you listen to air checks, and everybody kind of took it down here real low all the time, and kind of a phony thing.
You want that intro again, John?
Yeah, sure.
All right, let's try that again. Ladies and gentlemen, from the low country of South Carolina, on the mighty TMA, let's listen to good guy, Mr. John Smith.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is John Smith. In a few minutes, you're going to hear the Uncle Booby Nash on the radio, and we'll be talking to them. Playing some records here for you.
Coming up straight ahead, the second hour of WTMA's 2005 DJ Reunion Talk Show. I'm John Quincy, and if you'd like to find out more about WTMA's legacy, go to WTMAmemories.com. There you'll be able to download rare audio broadcasts, check out some cool photos, and read some interesting stories about our past. That's WTMAmemories.com. And keep that dial locked on the radio station that continues to make history, as well as report it. 1250 WTMA.